Hey there, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
Oh, that dignified voice over there has been noble.
And that is Brian Dooley. And if you thought I hesitated for a moment, I did because, well, in the fiction of the podcast, in the extended podcast universe, it's just been another week. But in real life, it's been like a month.
It's been a second since we've seen each other. And Ben, you're looking stately.
Oh, thank you. Brian, you didn't have to say that, but thank you.
I mean, I said dignified earlier, stately.
Stately now.
I'm trying to figure out what the word is that describes. Did you get a haircut or?
No, I need one.
I wonder what that is. Is it, did you always have a walker?
No, that could be it.
Okay. Yeah. When did that happen?
Well, it's just been so long since we've recorded.
Yeah, your face is really worn and lined.
Oh, is it because I got another year older?
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry if I missed it. Is it happy belated birthday?
Well, it's actually tomorrow. I'm just getting ready.
I'm sorry to say it. You look ready.
Well, thanks, Brian. I'm just trying to get into character.
You're doing a great job.
That's the new me. I hope it's okay.
Well, happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Lols. They said it in that space, in that gap is when they said it. Now I'm older and wiser and probably no better at the tarot because that's what we do here. We answer questions and give you advice using the tarot. And the way that we do that, well, it's been the same for 123 episodes. No, it probably hasn't. Has it?
No. Well, there have been a few outlier episodes.
Mostly what we do,
but
on average.
But generally what we do.
In the aggregate, what we do is that we draw three cards, and then in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome. I have not lost that in my old age.
I was surprised because your skin is paper thin, and I thought your lips might break when you were trying to do that.
I've been practicing.
Good work.
Every morning, I say that three times into the mirror before I brush my teeth and get ready for the day.
Do you still have to brush your teeth, or do you just put them in a cup by your bedside?
Well, that starts tomorrow.
Good work. We also do a card of the week for you, and that's for anybody that's just wondering what direction they should take their life this week.
We'll tell you that.
We'll let you know. The cards will let you know. We will
be
convey
the
information. Yeah.
We're the vessel through which the cards speak. And then finally, there's an outro.
Oh, and what a birthday present to Ben that is.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of the show and a treat to me. Let's have two.
Two outros?
Two today? Outros.
Oh boy. Let's be bad.
Yeah. That'll give my wife something to skip through.
Really?
That's what I walked in on just this morning, actually.
That's got to be horrifying, especially at your advanced age, to like have to deal with that now too.
Yeah, I heard my voice, and then I heard your voice at 1.5 speed, and I thought, I've never heard the podcast before, but I have to imagine this is probably what it sounds like. And as I got closer, it was. And then I heard us skipping through the outro.
That's horrible. That's like one of the worst things you can do, besides what you do, which is never, ever listen to the podcast. Skipping through the outro, we specifically warn against that in the intro.
Yeah.
Do you think she is skips 30 the intro?
Do you think she's just 30 seconds skipping through the whole podcast so she can get the gist of it? Just so if it ever comes up, she's prepared.
Yeah, so she can get her lol points on our lol app.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot to think about here.
Yeah. You may have to start listening to the podcast so you can quiz her on things that happen
in between the gaps.
Of the show. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. The thing is,
that's a lot
it's like,
to ask of you, though.
Do you think the man who makes the sausage also eats the sausage?
That's a good question.
Quirin's Corner?
Let's do it. Well, I do have a special gift for you this week. It's a new deck.
Wow, we haven't had a new deck in a while.
I know. I went antique shopping.
Okay.
And this was in an antique store. Actually, an entire display of this deck was in the antique store. And I picked it up for just a whistle and a dream. I don't know what people say. Like, it was very cheap. It did not cost an arm and a leg.
Okay.
It cost something intangible. Well, it was it cost me money.
Okay.
But a very little amount of money. So I was happy with my purchase.
It cost me paper that we all agree has value.
Yes. Not even the paper, because I don't carry cash.
Digits. Ones and zeros on a computer that we imbue with value.
Yep.
All right. But before we get to the deck, should we talk about the querent and the question?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a thing we do, huh?
Yeah, normally. Because okay. we want to have enough time to forget it while we're talking about the deck so that we can read it again later.
That's right. Otherwise, we're just reading the question twice in a row.
Right.
All
right.
Well, this week, our question comes from Amanda from St. Louis. And Amanda says, "Hello, Tarot Bros. I've tried to pull cards about this issue." And
stop. Someone else is pulling tarot cards?
Possibly Amanda is a professional. Oh, no. No.
Well, continue.
Amanda's coming to us as a professional, as professionals.
We're the professionals. Even though we strictly say on the title that we're amateurs.
So yeah, your first problem here is that you're trying to pull the cards.
Yeah.
Just send your questions in and get them answered.
If I had some pre-advice, it's that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you don't try to fix your car before you bring it to the mechanic. You're just going to make it worse.
Yeah, you don't bring a pig to the sausage man and say, "Eat this pig."
Right, exactly. So just some pre-advice. Maybe start with us. Don't try to do this on your own. Don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah. Start with us, the sausage bros. I'm going to walk that back. And we're all going to pretend like I never said it.
That was very good.
Amanda says, "Hello, tarot bros. I've tried to pull cards about this issue, and I feel that I need to turn to some professionals. Will my family overcome the financial problems we are currently having?"
Deep.
That is a pretty heavy question. I guess the underlying question is how. Will my family overcome the financial problems we're currently having?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Okay. How will my family overcome these financial problems? Well, I'm glad you turned to us.
Yeah. One, because the show is free, so you're already saving money there.
Good start.
That's a half hour of content that you get every week.
All right. Now, should we get into the deck that you've been hiding behind your back this whole time?
Let's get into it. This is my birthday gift to you.
Is it a gift to me, or you're going to keep it after I look at it?
Well, if you decide that you simply don't want it, then you don't have to have it.
I feel like the decks that you give to me, they're never like really great, nice decks that I love.
I gave you that Harry Potter deck.
That's true. That was good. But since then,
And I gave you the Romantic Tarot.
All right. Well, what I'm holding in my hands is Miss Cleo's Tarot Power Deck.
As seen on TV.
As seen on TV. From the antique store.
And there's a ton more of them if y'all want to go.
Tarot decks?
Miss Cleo's Tarot.
Oh, okay. They're like really, they're all
just
there.
A display of these cards.
Okay. So here's the thing about Miss Cleo's Tarot Power deck. It is not awful. Just simply mediocre. And it's Egyptian themed.
Which makes sense because Miss Cleo famously had a Jamaican accent.
Yeah. So obviously her deck would be like ancient Egypt themed.
It totally makes sense.
It is like Moses fleeing Book of Genesis. Nope. Exodus.
Exodus.
Exodus is the one. But on the tarot, it's
look
all
at
the
us. We do one episode where we reference a Bible story and now we're biblical scholars.
Yes, yeah, basically. It's mostly what you would expect, except for, yeah, it's like the Book of Exodus.
Well, here's some good news. 78 cards.
Good.
Yeah. And 22 major arcana and 56 minor arcana. They took the time to write that out. So,
no, wait, here's the best part. Sorry. Good, I just got good, to the good. Very end of the deck. There's some promotional cards at the very back.
Oh, great.
Need help? Experienced tarot readers are only a phone call away. Specialized tarot spreads, unique card associations, strength of quotes, the masters.
Wow. That's way better marketing than we have.
Yeah. Miss Cleo's trying to move in on our market here.
We should just read that card and put our phone number in at the end of the
That's
show.
That's a good idea. Okay, we'll keep that to the side. All right, shockingly, this deck is a 3-star deck.
That makes sense.
It's like not great, but it's totally serviceable.
Well, with that glowing recommendation, let's get some serviceable advice.
Yeah, that's what this question demands, just serviceable advice.
And just a reminder, that question again. Hello, Tarot Bros. I've tried to pull cards about this issue, and I feel I need to turn to some professionals. How will my family overcome the financial problems we are currently having? Ben's giving them a good shuffle.
Yeah, well, they're in
original order.
Yeah, they're in the original order, so
the order they sprang forth from the egg.
From the mind of Miss Cleo. Is she still around?
I don't believe she's still on this mortal plane.
All right. Well, let's get into it here.
All right, Amanda.
Had you looked at this before you gave it to me?
I've seen the artwork of this deck before.
So you knew it was serviceable, but not amazing.
Yeah.
You knew it wasn't, like, the worst.
I've...
Because when you handed me the deck, I was very skeptical.
I've been ready to get this deck a couple of times, but it's just never kind of been worth the effort.
But now, when it was sitting in front of you for not much money.
I almost bought a whole stack of them. Oh, my God. Give them away as prizes.
All right. Flip.
Ooh, the Three of Swords.
Okay. Well, that's fine. This is the past.
That is the past.
All right. So the Three of Swords shows...
It's pretty dramatic.
It is very dramatic. It's a man who's kneeling and like falling backwards, and he has three swords in his chest, and it's raining on him.
Yeah. He's like practicing for the Ten of Swords.
He's getting ready. Extreme acupuncture.
It's not good for the sternum.
No. All right. So the Three of Swords is all about heartbreak.
And sacrifice.
Sacrifice and anguish. It's about coming off of the two, which is all about making a choice. The three is about the pain of having to like get rid of something or not take a path.
Yeah. And so what we're looking at right now is effectively the situation that's been laid out. These financial problems that are happening. And these financial problems reach their fingers into all areas of our lives, particularly when we have families.
Mm-hmm.
And so... this weighs heavily on your head, and swords are about the brain.
Yep.
And so all of this tracks 100% that magic is real so far.
All right, let's move into the present. Flip.
The World.
Okay.
Likely my least favorite card to get in a reading.
Here is a person. They seem important because they have like that Sphinx headgear on.
Yeah, it's like a pharaoh hat.
Yeah. And they've got two different kinds of staffs. And then they're like standing in between two streams.
Very sassily.
Yes, very sassily. Although this person's arm is like coming out of their neck a little bit.
You're going to have that, I guess.
It's going to happen on your journey. All right. Well, Brian, you love the World so much.
I really don't like this card because I feel like it doesn't bring any information to the table. So what it says to me right now in the present situation coming off the Three of Swords is that you are entering a place where there are so many possibilities and there are a lot of options that you can take right now to overcome these financial problems, but you don't have the clarity to know which ones.
Yeah. It also is the end of the Major Arcana, which indicates like the cycle needs to begin again, which in some ways is good because like maybe this journey of financial problems is ending, but now a new chapter is beginning and we don't have information on what the new thing is going to be.
Right. I like it.
Okay.
This person is very sassy.
Yeah. Do you think that the Ben Noble 73 card TM deck needs to be 72 and we need to add the World to the cards that we're taking out?
In the Brian Dooley deck, there would not be a World.
Okay. Well, here we go, into the future. Boldly going where no tarot person has gone before. Where Miss Cleo has never gone before. Flip.
The Six of Swords.
Okay, another Swords.
Mm-hmm.
This is close to the usual Six of Swords. You have people in a boat sailing away, but in place of the punter is a man with two swords and then like a red flag in between them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure what that
means.
They're doing
some sort of semaphore. Or if they're being amassed with a sail?
That's a good question. And then there's four swords stabbing into the side of the boat.
It's just as good for a boat hull as it is for a sternum.
Which is to say, not.
Not.
So the Six of Swords is about taking a painful journey that you don't want to take, but you have to take.
Yeah, doing something you don't want to do because it has to be done.
It also is associated with like... travel and moving and going somewhere else.
Oh, there's something.
So maybe that's part of this puzzle is that looking back to the World, like the part of the cycle that's been completed is like your time and your like present physical location. And now you need to go somewhere else and start anew, which is difficult, but
yeah,
perhaps necessary.
If it comes down to it now, maybe you're at a really low place right now and there's a lot of options and none of them look appealing, but the best option is the one where you kind of like burn it down and start fresh.
Okay.
I think that is how you overcome the current financial problems you're having, is the things that are causing the most problems, you just raise that, raise with a Z, R-A-Z-E.
But like if it's student loan debt, still pay that because they can get you.
Right. Yeah. Unless it's student loan debt, then, I mean, possibly you just wait for a different political climate and someone will pay them all for you. I don't know that you can really count on that happening
right
in the immediate. So let's.
I just know that they'll get you, and we're not lawyers, even though we are the litigation bros.
Right. Listen to our other podcast, Litigation Bros, if you want to hear the legal side of this question.
Yeah, but we can't give you financial advice or legal advice or sausage making advice.
We can give all those advices, but you'll remember from the beginning of the show.
For entertainment purposes only.
Yes, we are protected. So whatever we tell you to do, if you choose to do it, that's on you.
Okay, good. I'm glad now that we've COA'd a lot enough. So that's what we have. We have the Three of Swords, the past, a painful time right now, a time of sort of sacrifice, and then the world coming up, the current action. This cycle is coming to an end, and there's a lot of potential pathways. And then in the future, the Six of Swords, a need to take a sort of painful journey away from where you are now to maybe physically like a new place.
Yeah, start over.
That's what we have.
Yeah, this is an uncharacteristically serious reading.
In our old age, in my old age, you know, I'm getting...
Yeah, I guess.
Says, you know, I'm getting serious. I'm getting more heart heavy.
You're more sagacious.
Yes, burdened by the weight of the world that I'm carrying on my shoulders.
Yeah. Welcome to my world, Grandpa. Thank you so much, Amanda. I really hope that helped. And wherever you move.
But if it didn't, remember, we are not professionals. Yeah,
entertainment purposes only. But
if it did help.
Wherever you move to, you still have reception to get podcasts.
Nothing. I just was agreeing. You were waiting for me to say something else.
I was. I thought that.
Then I started to think that it was
by something.
No, I was starting to think that it was 3:30, so almost time to head to the Golden Corral.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And then time for bed. So sorry, I just got distracted.
Jammy time in Matlock.
Yeah, and Fox News. So I was just, you know, started thinking about all that, lost my train of thought. It happens to old people.
Oh, in Ben's old age, the show is going to take on such a different tenor. Well, that was Queerin's Corner.
Now on to the part of the show where we talk about the latest Tucker Carlson.
Ugh, this whole show makes me feel icky. I'm old enough that I've cycled back around.
Okay, you've come all the way around.
I'm one of those like hippie old people sure. that you see walking around that's always trying to like skateboard and stuff. You know the type.
Yeah, I know the type. Yeah, sure. Okay, card of the week.
Did we thank Amanda?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to card of the week then.
Here we are in Card of the Week, the part of the show where if you thought, well, what about me? We get to that.
Yeah, this is all about you, specifically you.
We are going to look at another deck. We're going to choose one card from that deck, and then it's going to tell you how to live your life this week.
What deck do we have this week, Ben?
This week we have the Mystic Monday. Mystic Monday, is that right?
Yes.
Mystic Monday deck. What's so special about Monday?
This box, the box of the deck, is a deck for the modern Mystic.
Okay.
So it's got the alliteration of Mystic Mondays.
Sure.
Here we go. Mystic Mondays Tarot is your intuitive guide to spiritual connection. The tarot deck and guidebook are full of good vibes and colorful energy to uplift you and inspire you to listen to your inner voice. Monday is the traditional day to start anew. But with this deck, you have the power to make a new beginning any day of the week. Well, we publish on Mondays.
So it works. So
this is, yeah, just stick with Mondays. Don't hedge your bets, Mystic Mondays deck.
Okay, well, this is a great deck, a 5-star deck.
It's a wonderful box. I love the box of this.
Yeah, the box is cool. The deck is cool. It's too big, and yet the deck is so good that it overpowers the fact that it's too big for my hands.
The dimensions of the cards are too big?
Yeah, well, like they're thick.
They're very thick cards because it says that there's only 78 of them, but it's a very hefty deck.
Yeah, like shuffling it is tough. Like I don't know. This deck is great. I may have to get it. It does have good vibes. It's sort of like 1980s Miami Vice sort of
the color scheme.
Color scheme.
Yeah.
The pictures are sort of like what I wish the pictures on the fountain deck, like the people on the fountain deck were when I was complaining about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they're more abstract.
Yeah, it's very abstract, but still you get the sense of like what's supposed to be happening. It's sort of a mix of like, here's the Ten of Swords, a person lying face down getting stabbed by swords, But then here's the Six of Swords. There's no boat. It's just six swords.
They're kind of sticking up out of water.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. Or maybe
treetops.
And the Five of Cups, I guess. Here's Five Cups. But see, even in like being Pip-like, it's that idea of three cups turned over, two cups upright, or the other way around, whatever it is.
What I've learned about being an amateur is that it's way easier once you know a lot of stuff.
Say more about that, Brian.
Because there's no way we could have read with this deck 2 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever. It's because it is Pippish. And while it's very pretty, there aren't all the same representations that we normally have. And so nothing would make any sense to us.
It's very good. A five-star deck.
Five stars.
And this week, the card of the week from the Mystic Mondays Tarot deck on Monday, unless you're listening to this some other day.
Which, why would you? It's Ben's birthday tomorrow. Come on. Show some tact.
Flip. The Hanged Woman. So this Hanged Woman is some sort of like acrobat, trapeze artist person. She is hanging upside down with a very groovy haircut, like this cool ponytail thing going on.
Oh yeah, it's like a three-part pony.
Yeah, and then she's hanging upside down from whatever you call those like streamer things that acrobats.
Silks.
Sure. That's what we've got.
Well, from the book, from the Mystic Monday. I love the Mystic Mondays book. It's a mini novel, and so it's really well like produced.
What's the star rating on the book?
The star rating, well, let's read from it first, okay. And then I'll let you know. But I love the production of it. It's as quality as the deck. The Hanged Woman. The planetary association is Neptune. The keywords, we have some real keywords for the first time in a while.
Okay.
Sacrifice, patience, suspension. Suspended in time, when all is up in the air, this is a stage where you feel stuck between the momentum of the future and the speculation of the past. Delays and indecision are to be expected, and it is in your best interest to prolong any decision-making. Think outside of yourself and try your best to see the big picture. This inconspicuous small moment could bring big impact. Feeling stuck with nowhere to go is temporary. Constant activity keeps the ego busy, but by practicing patience, you are allowing other opportunities to unfold for you. Give yourself permission to receive. Delay instant gratification and put in the time and effort so that you can see your big vision come to life. Ask yourself what tiny thing you can give up now to get to the end goal. Sacrifice small pleasures to invest in your long-term success.
Wow.
Five-star book.
That was good.
I'm going to say it. Yeah.
It seems to go well with the six that we had earlier.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. And especially when it was talking about, I mean, obviously the hanged person is about getting a new perspective, taking a larger view of things. But this went further and it said, like, give up little things right now. Make these small sacrifices now, so that they snowball and you have big changes later down the road.
And I like that idea of suspension too, of like pressing pause on things to sort of like get that new perspective.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen instantly.
Yeah, I like it. Five-star book.
Five-star deck. That's it.
You nailed it, Mystic Mondays.
Well, Brian, we've done it again.
Wait, what did we do?
We got to the end of another episode.
Oh, I'm surprised you remember that we started this episode.
Yeah, we did. It feels like it's been going for ages, but we've made it.
We made it. Look at us now.
And to begin, thank you again, Amanda, for your question.
And thank you to all the lols out there who have put up with us for 124 episodes, which I believe is also how old Ben is.
And now a moment of silence for the lols that we've lost along the way. All right.
And any lols that are still with us that we haven't lost along the way, you can find us at amateurtarot.com. That's where you can send in questions and get us to answer them on the air.
We have a phone number. It's 314-325-6047. Do you need help? Experienced tarot readers are only a phone call away. We have specialized tarot spreads, unique card associations, advanced tarot symbolism, in-depth card meetings, secrets of the masters. Gain valuable tarot insight at 314-325-6047.
All right, I'm going to try one now.
Okay.
Tarot Bros Tarot Reading, as seen on TV.
Good.
Tarot Shamans, Brian and Ben. Experience the power of a real tarot reading from a true shaman. And I'm regretting this now and thinking that possibly I'm doing some cultural appropriation. It was not intended and I will never do it again.
But Miss Cleo started it.
There are a lot of differences. between Miss Cleo in 1991 and us today. So I'm just going to finish up with this card.
All right.
And move forward.
This is what you're missing when you skip forward 30 seconds.
Quote, there is no substitute, end quote. 314-325-6047. Use your credit card for special offers. 314-325-6047. www.amateurtarot.com. For entertainment purposes only, must be 18 plus.
Nice.
There were two cards in that deck.
Yeah, two advertising cards.
Well, happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you. We have Facebook.
We do, and we have a Facebook group.
Yes.
Those are both, it's /amateurtarot and /amateurtarot.
Yep. Brian has a Twitter @ZenIronMan.
It's on fire these days.
Seems sarcastic.
No, there's so many politics that
occur. Oh, you're just politicking?
And yeah, I just politic and cute animal it up.
All right, that's good. A good mix.
And Ben has a website at imakingallthisup.com. And on it, you can read things that he has written before. And sometime in the future, you can read things that he will write again.
Great.
Please, if you want more of this, you're going to need to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't cost anything and it helps us out a lot.
The way that you said that was like perfect.
Oh, yeah.
If you want more of this.
I'm feeling the
Miss Cleo
as seen on TV vibe.
Yeah,
of Miss
Cleo. That's good. Yeah. Go to iTunes, rate and review us. That would be very helpful. This week, item number 9, we say thank you to the Balrog.
Hmm.
I know that seems like a weird thing to think.
That
but
does seem like a weird thing, but is it like one of those things where like without darkness there can be no light?
Exactly. We never would have gotten the upgraded version of Gandalf without the Balrog.
Yeah, those fools never would have flown.
Exactly.
All right, well, thanks, Balrog.
Spoiler alert, magic is real.
Happy birthday, Ben. Tarot shamans, Brian and Ben. Shamans? Shaman?
I think that's right.
How do you have more than one shaman?
That's a great question.
Shamans.
Okay.
I think that's it.